welcome to Babes in Voiceland. It's Beth,
Terry,
and me, Diana. Get ready for a great show.
Well, October, that means Halloween is upon us. I love Halloween. Do you?
Oh, absolutely. I just love October. I love fall. I love the cooler weather. I love the pumpkin spice lattes.
Oh, no, you're just a pumpkin spice everything.
No. You know what I actually saw in the store? I think it was pumpkin spice Cheerios or something.
No.
I did.
That's wrong in so many ways.
You know what? I don't go to the grocery store as much as I used to. Isn't that weird? Because I don't know why, but since Grady's retired, I'm not cooking as much.
Oh, what? You guys are going out to eat?
Well, I don't know. Like, I don't
Grady's
know.
Grady's cooking?
Well, we're not eating as much.
Oh.
And when I cook, there's usually a bunch of leftovers, and we go out more. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I was on a schedule. Like, you know, I knew I had to have dinner ready at 5, 6 o'clock, and I'd wake up and start planning it.
But if you were going to the grocery store more often, you would see
pumpkin spice stuff.
You would see that, and you would see the entire seasonal aisle filled with ceramic pumpkins and decorations and bags of candy and all that stuff and scarecrows and all that stuff. I love fall. It makes me think of Michigan because that's where I was raised. Terry was raised there as well.
Yeah.
I loved there would be a day. It would be that day that all of a sudden there would be this crispness to the air.
Yes.
And there would be a smell to the air, and it was the leaves turning and falling, and you just knew. But I gotta tell you what, and I still love fall. I love fall here in Vegas because it's actually
nice.
You know, temperatures that you can tolerate. But when I was a kid, on Halloween, we lived on a block that had a bajillion kids. Everybody on our block was either Polish, Italian, and everybody was Catholic. Everybody had ton of kids.
I grew up in Chicago.
Okay?
I know.
They actually called our subdivision Fertile Acres because there were so many kids.
Oh my God.
There were so many kids that you were never without a costume. Because, you know, my mom was really big on taking, you know, pillowcases and makeup and making all these crazy costumes, hobo costumes and stuff like that.
Yeah,
but
we did the hobo.
There were so many kids, there was enough of a mix where kids got the store-bought costumes too.
Oh.
And then the mothers would trade off the costumes. So one of my favorite years that I was a tin soldier.
Cool.
I remember that the false eyelashes were so heavy that I could barely keep my eyelids up. But I had the circles of pink painted on my cheeks and the freckles. But the bad thing about living back east, and we all grew up back east, is sometimes you would have this really awesome costume, but then it would be so cold that you had to wear a coat.
Or it would rain. It would just rain, and everything would get all soggy. One year, I tried to make myself into a butterfly, and I had these big cardboard wings that I had painted. And it was raining. That was the end of those wings. It was terrible. I didn't get very far.
I think we mostly had homemade costumes, too.
Yeah.
I don't think there was anything to really buy.
There really wasn't.
And there were certain people on the block that you could accept fruit from. Like, there was a guy on the block, his name was Joe, and my mom would always tell us, when Joe gives you an apple, because he would always pass out apples, you put that in your pillowcase, because we had pillowcases for trick-or-treating. Yeah. We didn't have fancy bags or buckets. But you set that aside in the corner of your pillowcase so you know that it's from Joe. And that's the only piece of fruit that you'll be able to keep if you collect more than that. Because she knew Joe. She trusted Joe.
Right.
Yeah.
But do you remember dumping your bag or your pillowcase on the floor in the living room?
No.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
the
God, yeah.
You had to sort through it and make sure everything was safe.
And it wasn't only that. You had to compare with your siblings who got more candy.
Oh,
and then you would start trading.
Now, this is the fun part. My brother was 10 years older, so it was all mine. It was all that candy was mine. I mean, I would share, but in fact, one time there was a store because we lived just a couple blocks from the busy street, Cicero Avenue, and I remember Vanco Paint Store. You know, they had all kinds of stuff. It was a paint,
paint
for paint
store.
And stuff.
Right.
Well, they gave away models. Remember how you put the little models together of a car?
Yeah,
or
model airplanes, yeah. model cars, stuff like that. Yeah.
And they gave away, if you went, because we go to the stores, you'd get better stuff
yep.
if you trick-or-treated the stores. And so they were giving away models, and I was like, I went home, put a different costume on, tried to come back again and get another one. But I kind of got busted. But
oh, but I
got to
tell you, one of the best parts.
It was awesome.
We
it
had
was
a strip
great,
mall wow. around the block from our house.
Oh, okay.
And a strip mall was just a string of stores.
Right.
So there was a drugstore, jewelry store, there was a bakery, all the mom and pop places that would, uh-huh. you know, feed your little area. And there was a bar.
Okay.
There was a bar. Okay. No, of course, you couldn't go in the bar when you were a kid, but on Halloween, they would let you come in. And they always had popcorn balls. I don't know why I remember this. They always gave out popcorn balls.
Yeah.
And those were the best thing ever. But you would walk in, and I still remember the lighting in there. They had like red lights in there, and it was kind of dim, and it smelled like cigarette smoke.
Right, right.
And a little bit of desperation now that I'm old enough to know what that smelled like. You know, and you see these people at the bar, and they'd be a little bit boozy and everything. Hey, kid, you want a popcorn ball? Yeah, take a treat. But it was, I loved that part of it. And it was one of the better parts of being a kid.
Well, back to the popcorn balls, and you were talking about the apples. You knew if you got them from Joe, you could keep them.
Right, right.
Well, with the popcorn balls, a lot of the moms would make them in the neighborhood. So it was the same idea. What house did that come from? We
right.
knew which houses we could keep it because you knew what the kitchens were like and that kind of thing.
Those days are gone. You just can't, you can't do homemade stuff anymore.
No.
It's a shame. You just can't trust it. But Halloween is still great and kids love it. And
boom!
Hey guys, I have a question.
Okay.
All right. You know what memes are?
Well, yeah, absolutely.
You know, Diana?
Yeah, I see them every day on Facebook.
Okay. Where did this name come from? Because you know what?
What?
I don't tell anybody, okay?
Okay.
But don't tell anyone, but I just learned this term a couple of weeks ago, and the person that was sending me the memes, I didn't want to tell them what the hell's a meme. I mean, it's like a poster to me, but when did the name memes come about? Does anyone know? I must be living in a cave, but seriously.
Well, it's been around for a while, as far as I know. I mean, the kids are always posting memes, and they're making reference to it. My kids, because they're teenagers.
But you got kids.
I do. I have teenagers, and so they're always going, "Mom, that was a meme. How come you didn't catch on to that?" I'm like,
But is a meme like a joke or just a little poster
well,
on the internet?
It's not just a poster, but it can be animated, and it can be something that's posted over and over. I don't know. Diana seems like she's got all the answers over there.
She's looking on her phone.
Okay, so I Googled it.
Teach me, Obi-Wan Kenobi.
Yes. You're our only hope. And this is actually pretty funny that you brought up Star Wars, because the term meme, even though it's applied now to internet stuff, was actually coined, believe it or not, prior to Al Gore inventing the internet.
What? What? What do you mean Al Gore inventing the internet?
You didn't know that?
No.
Really?
No. I live in a cave. Do you forget?
Like you can trust everything you hear, right?
Okay. You must have read it on the internet.
It was in a meme. Okay. So actually the term
meme
was coined in 1976.
Get out of here.
Long before. The internet.
Well, if it was 1976, I should know about it. Where have I been?
No. Yep. It was a British scientist. His name was Richard Dawkins.
Huh? Hmm.
Richard Dawkins?
Richard Dawkins. Mm-hmm. I know you're thinking of Family Feud, but that was that's the wrong one.
Richard Dawson.
But anyway.
It's close. Yeah.
He defended his newly coined word, meme, which he defined as a unit of cultural transmission. Meme itself, like any good meme, caught on fairly quickly, spreading from one person to another as it established itself in the language. So it actually was coined back in 1976, which is 43 years ago.
Get the hell out
Only
of here.
Only it just kind of got into our lexicon within the last year or so. So then they updated it.
Yeah.
Now this is, it's fun when
look
you look
at what you're
this
learning
stuff.
Here today, folks.
Okay, so it was coined in 1976, but guess what we just found out?
What?
The first meme
yes,
was actually put on the internet, and it was Baby Cha-Cha.
What?
One of the earliest memes born into the world of digits and pixels was actually a baby, Baby Cha-Cha, also known as Dancing Baby.
Yeah,
it was the first meme to go viral on the internet, and it was created in 1996.
Wow.
To showcase the amazing abilities of the new CGI software by Kinetics Character Studio. So the it was coined in 1976,
yeah,
before there was an internet.
Right.
Yeah.
The first one went out in 1996 when the internet was pretty new.
So it took 20 years to...
Wow. So the Dancing Baby. Everyone's seen the Dancing Baby.
Everybody has seen the Dancing Baby.
Yeah, but I didn't think of it as...
It's kind of creepy, but it's kind of cute.
Okay, so...
But you wouldn't have thought of it... You wouldn't have said, oh, that's a meme.
Now we would call that a GIF.
What's that? I mean, I know...
A meme that moves. That's about the only way...
I see it on my phone, but what the hell does it stand for? Does anybody know? No,
listen. Well, I know when you download things and save documents, you can pick PDF or GIF. I mean, that's a way you can
PDF,
save things.
Yeah. I know MP3, MP4, but what's GIF is just a thing like with the emojis.
That means you're downloading something that can move, right?
Who that's named animated? The word emojis? What a stupid
name.
Wait.
One thing at a time.
Okay, GIF is a noun. It is a lossless, not loveless, but a lossless format for image files supports both animated and static images.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
And this is what you're going to love.
I'm going to love
this. This is another phrase that was coined many years ago. This actually was coined, GIF was coined in the 1980s.
Ah.
Huh.
And it's an acronym for Graphic Interchange Format. That's what GIF is.
Graphic Interchange Format. Look what you are learning here on Babes in Voiceland. So let me ask a question.
Wait a minute. We're fun and educational.
There you go. Now, let me ask a question, okay? So, back in the 60s when I had my black lights and all the black light posters, do you remember that famous poster was on gold paper, today is the first day of the rest of your life?
Uh-huh.
That would have been a meme?
Yeah.
Well, if it's, what was those definitions? If it's used in culture and...
And it goes viral on the internet.
Everybody...
If it's a communication tool...
Then it would be.
Okay, well, so we've got meme, we got GIF... And what was the other one you were asking about?
Huh? Emojis.
Oh, emojis.
We'll have to have another. We'll have to have another show on emojis. Another banter on emojis. But
I love emojis.
But
hieroglyphics for the 21st century.
I am claiming for the 60s that today is the first day of the rest of your life is the original hippie meme.
You know, we're sitting here at your dining room table like we do every week and create this lovely, luscious show that we do. I'm looking at your china hutch there, and I'm seeing this awesome decorative plate with jolly old Saint Nick on it. And I'm wondering, because, you know, it's going to, Christmas is just going to be here before you know it. And I it just kind of feels rushed every year. It kind of gets
I know, but you know, it's not even Halloween, but they've already got Christmas stuff out some places.
No, it's pumpkin spice latte time.
I can't
do Christmas yet. It is too early.
Uh-huh.
I don't even want to look. I don't even want to think about it.
I know.
But, okay, I have to confess.
What?
I was at Costco, and I bought this big, beautiful wreath.
Oh,
Christmas wreath for on my tour. I know.
Wait a minute.
Wait, she's saying no. But then she, like, fesses up. She bought
a wreath. If you put it on display, they will come.
And they will buy it. Well, because you know how Costco is. If you see it and you don't buy it, when you go back... It's gone.
Yeah.
You can't find it again.
That is true. That happened to me with the lawn chairs last year.
Yeah, so you have to
get it. I was going
to get
them, and then I kind of forgot. I just came home, and I got busy, and a few weeks later, I went, I didn't get those lawn chairs. And they were gone.
They're gone.
However, I could have got them on the Costco website.
Oh.
But.
That might be an idea.
What?
No, no, no.
What? Where are we going?
We must
Where are we going with this?
Stop acquiring things. Things need to be stored. Things take up space. Oh, they're just things.
Okay, okay.
But I have Speaking beautiful... of that, Wait, red and green storage bins for them.
Oh, that's right. Accessorized.
We heard about this
storage bins.
You've never invited us over to see your red and green storage bins, I must add, or are we still under construction?
We're still under construction. We are. Last Christmas, I took the black and yellow bins, and I had this paper. It looks like chimney.
Yes, I remember that.
And I put it around the bins that were in my front room.
Yes.
And put the white stuff around the top. And a little Santa coming out of the top and made it a chimney in the middle of my living room with the bins.
Because her pantry is in the middle of her dining room, so the chimney needs to be in the middle of her living room made out of bins and contact paper.
Okay. Speaking of,
but
listen,
I will have you guys over as soon as I can find the table.
Yeah, do you want to hear something really funny, though?
Sure.
You're going to love this. This is about storing stuff. You know, in the age we grew up in, you got to save all your... you know, bank statements and your paper stuff, like 7 years.
Yeah.
That's what you were supposed to do.
I don't know.
Well, you know what?
It's all digital, right?
And I grew up in a family, everybody saves everything.
Okay.
No, really? Wait till we GoPro Beth's house.
I figure my brother is the one to ask, because if it needs to be saved, especially if it's financial,
he will know
and he will say, no, don't get rid of that yet. So I call him up and I say, David, I got a question for you. He goes, okay, what is it? I said, you know the statements you get from the stockbroker? Mm-hmm. I go, yeah. I go, how long do you have to save those? And he goes, well, I shred them right after I read them. I said, excuse me? Mm-hmm. He goes, honey, all that's digital. And he starts laughing because he knows before I even say anything. He's like, that's all digital. The brokerage houses have all that. You don't have to save that. And I'm like, oh, you mean I can get rid of that 20 years worth of statements I got upstairs?
Well, that brings me to what I started doing this weekend.
I swear to God.
20 years worth?
Yeah, but
if
anybody out there knows, sometimes they have those bulk shred things, let me know.
Well, see, I don't trust the bulk shred things because I just never know when somebody's going to abscond with a document.
Oh, well, that's
that
a good idea. Well, see, that means I got a job for Grady.
I
got a shredder. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Here's a word of warning. I found a box of files underneath my pantry under the stairs as I was cleaning it out this weekend. And they were my files from 2005, 2006.
Yeah.
Okay.
So we've got 13, 14 year old files there. And I'm laughing about that.
Because now I don't feel so bad.
Yeah,
Thank you, Diana.
It just goes to show you how long it's been since I've gone way deep in the pantry to get anything. Mm-hmm. So I knew I had to shred some stuff. Uh-huh. Only you have to really be kind to your shredder.
You have to rest it after so many minutes.
Oh, yeah, because if you don't do it, it'll do it for you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In the middle of a paper, it'll stop.
It sure will. So anyway, shred that stuff, y'all.
Thanks for tuning in. We hope you had just as much fun as we did. This is Beth.
This is Terry.
And this is Diana.
And if you liked listening to us,
wait till you see us.
Babes on Video
on www.dbtv.com and YouTube.